heading into the New Hampshire primary, just how much have Democratic political fortunes changed in 1 week since the Iowa caucuses, with Kerry's emergence and Dean's descent? Quite a bit. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger suggests that frontrunners remodel their messages for tomorrow's primary and beyond in order to hold their ground or, in some cases, stay in the game. Remodeling, Brian?
Well, Madeline, I was watching Trading Spaces this weekend, and I was amazed how similar the show was to Meet the Press. Really, one show explored how an old kitchen could look new again by merely applying cabinet veneers. The other, how a candidate could appear more presidential by merely speaking quieter.
And you're referring to, of course, the much ballyhooed, much covered explosion by Howard Dean.
I am, yes. And so it got me thinking, how can some candidates shake off last week's image and recapture that new kitchen look?
That new kitchen smell. A message makeover?
Perhaps. Just like the decorating shows and the news, why not use principles of style to get to the substance?
Ah. Okay, well, let's begin with Kucinich. His campaign message, fear ends, hope begins.
Yes, but unlike Viagra, Kucinich's drop in Iowa betrays this promise. Now, the word fear here is a bit negative, Madeline, and while hope rings positive and optimistic, it could sound desperate to the stolid people of New Hampshire, not to mention both are four-letter words.
So how should Kucinich rearrange his message?
Take out the words fear and hope and add the word again. So after New Hampshire, the message that best suits Kucinich would be ends, begins, again. Got it?
Very zen. How about General Wesley Clark? He too, had a disappointing show in Iowa, capturing just 3 state delegates, basically 0% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
His bumper sticker is a higher standard of leadership.
Yeah, a bit boring, a bit generic, much like Lieberman's leading with integrity. Now, perhaps something truer for, say, South Carolina voters who go to the primary polls next week. In Clark's case, something that really plays to his strength, like Clark, a good shot. I mean, the guy can handle a gun like nobody's business, and isn't that what makes us like him?
It is. And Lieberman?
Tougher to put on one bumper sticker, Madeline, but if he makes it out of New Hampshire, it might read, Lieberman, Democrat for president. That's right, Democrat. No, I'm serious, really, a Democrat. Okay, come on, you guys, I'm not kidding, a Democrat. You know, it's a lot of clutter.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it might fit on one bumper sticker.
Running close to Dean into New Hampshire is North Carolina Senator John Edwards, and he finished 2nd in Iowa. His slogan is Real Solutions for America.
Yes, Real Solutions. Now, sounds like a guy who could fix your DSL or, say, install a home theater system in your house. New Hampshire Democrats will require more substance from Edwards, something less technical and more practical, like Edwards, a VEEP who can deliver the South. Now, that would be a real solution for the Democrats.
And that brings us to the front-runner, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who finished in Iowa with 38% of the vote, and he's now ahead in New Hampshire. He started with perhaps the simplest message, John Kerry, President.
Yes, Kerry could go with an extreme message makeover, like Kerry, Bush's nightmare.
And one of them, at least. Okay, well, thank you. Good style notes, Brian, and thank you for that. Not a makeover, what was it? What did you call it?
I called it a message makeover.
You called it a message makeover?
Whatever it is, I just hope to make a difference.
And you do, Brian, you do. Brian Unger of our weekly Unger Report, thank you.
My pleasure.